No, I wouldn't like security in a cemetery. You'd hope that people would have respect without needing security, really.
I was sort of anxious because my husband's buried here, and I was very, very anxious about it.
Your husband's just buried in this area, is he?
Just up there, you know. And it takes a lot out of you, you know.
It's a place of reflection, isn't it? And memory and prayer.
Well, you have your loved ones there.
We heard of, you know, flower pots and gravestones being damaged over the years, isn't it?
Done through the years, you know what I mean? But like, this has come to a new low, hasn't it? It's upsetting, you know, really upsetting, you know, when you come along, they think that, you know, a place like this cannot be left untouched by vandals. Place of respect. Respect for the dead.
Would you
say? Because eventually everybody's going to be there.
If the council were to say, look, we're going to consider security for a few nights, would you favour that? Or?
Oh, Lord, I mean, the sad thing is that the cemetery's been here so many years. How long has it been gone? Like, I have a great-great-grandfather buried up in there. And, like, you know, you never had that problem.